On a recent sunny morning, Kim Wolf and her team are busy digging holes. She's a volunteer at Crossroads Mission, a homeless shelter in Yuma, Arizona, just a few miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. She's working with clients at the shelter to plant a row of Thai basil and calendula, a type of edible flower.
So we're going to, you know, dig the hole and plant them today and get them started and see. We even have hummingbirds.
Oh, nice. Look at that. The mission has over 200 beds for men, women, and children, and it's a refuge for anyone who needs a little help. As I make my way across the open-air campus, I meet a man named Horencio, who arrived at the mission today.
I have a car, so I'm able to travel. I came from northern Illinois because I want to escape the cold and snow. I came to Yuma.
Horencio mostly lives in his car and moves from place to place depending on the weather. During the pandemic, he's been able to stay healthy, but he says his daily routines have become difficult.
You know, the libraries have a lot of restrictions, you know. The library is typically where I get my electricity and water.
Before the pandemic, more than 500,000 Americans were unsheltered, and the virus has left them with even fewer resources. Greg Culver is director of the men's shelter.
You know, we're one of the only places that has stayed open as much as possible through this whole thing, because that's what we're here for. We're here to help in any way we can. So, you know, whether it be food, clothing, and for a while we had portable showers coming in so people could shower and get cleaned up and whatnot. So we're doing everything we can to just, you know, handle it the best we can and make the best out of a terrible situation.
The shelter received $200,000 in federal emergency money, but its community affairs director, Barbara Rochester, is still worried.
The churches and the nonprofits that always did fundraisings over the last year, and they donate to us nonprofits, well, they haven't done fundraising, so there's no money out there to assist us doing the things that we really need. Laundry soap. We need everything. How many loads of soap laundries do we do a day? 50?
Between 50 and 75, easy.
Do you sense financial problems ahead for your organization?
We have been struggling, yes. We're worried about it like everybody else is, but we're faith-based here, so we do a lot of praying here to make sure that we just think and pray and hope and work towards what we can do to get more things accomplished here.
The virus itself presents a more immediate challenge. Greg Culver says the shelter had to shut down a few weeks ago when 8 people tested positive for COVID-19, and they've just recently reopened.
We're integrating new rules for the homeless to come in. We have quarantine rooms, so we have them COVID tested, and we have them stay in the room until we get their results back. If they're a negative, we'll transfer them over to the guest side where we begin our homeless process. We're getting them their IDs, helping them get housing, employment, whatnot. And if they are positive, we keep them in quarantine for 14 days and then retest them when they come out. And then we start the process of what we can do to help meet their needs.
Right now, the mission's main goal is to get as many people sheltered as possible before Thanksgiving. For years, they've hosted a 3-day holiday meal that brings volunteers from across the country to serve 3,000 dinners. This year, it will be different.
We're only going to be serving on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day, and it's only going to be for the frail, elderly, and mentally ill that we will be delivering home-delivered meals to. We also will be providing meals to go for our homeless. So we're looking at delivering 500 meals each day.
How are you feeling about that?
It's very, it hurts a lot. It's very distressful. That's why we're here for, is to help people over the holidays, to help with depression and suicide. So we're really keeping an eye on our frail elderly that absolutely have nobody to share the holidays with, and their families can't come down. So it's really hard on us here at the mission.
So as we head towards the end of this really sort of just awful year, 2020, what are your hopes for the holiday season?
I hope that we could just open up and be normal again. Normal is like the way things used to be, where all of us agencies were able to work together and help all these individuals who really need us. They're destitute. You know, when you live on Social Security, you make $700 a month. You know, nothing can go wrong in your life because you won't have the money. So we're always there to say, listen, I know who can help you. Let's take care of this. So we take care of each other's clients, client by client.
It's interesting to hear you say go back to normal, because for the people that you serve, normal is still pretty darn tough.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's tough.
Tomorrow, Crossroads Mission will try to make it just a little bit easier. They'll wake up on Thanksgiving morning and set out across Yuma, serving a hot meal for the holiday to the people who need it most.